There's Drake. Welcome to our pre-show. I've been trying to get the two computers to connect here, and if there's noise, excuse me, that's the fan, you know. You guys know now. I've been trying to get my two computers to connect here, my TriCaster and Production One, and they ain't doing it. And it's irritating because this is an ongoing fucking problem. Every time we got to reboot any goddamn fucking machine around here, oh, fuck. Everything fucking resets back to the factory default or some shit. We don't have one motherfucking machine around here that can't just be a reliable machine whereby, aha, you know, well, it's rebooting, it's no problem. This motherfucking piece of shit that we got here for Production One, Christ almighty, I updated some fucking virus protection and it just went all the way back to the original settings, and I don't know what the fuck the new settings are. And this is not the first time. It happens every goddamn fucking time trying to get the TriCaster connected to this machine. 55 different fucking configurations. Oh, well, you know, it's already open, so you don't need to do this or that or something else. 'Cause bullshit, man. You know, forget it, man. You know, fuck it. I just, goddamn, you know, if there's one thing I think this is something that is a constant, I guess, with me, and I think anybody. When you walk into a studio, and you do this for a living, you walk into a studio and shit isn't right, it fucks your whole goddamn show up. It just does. If somebody has fucked with your EQ, if someone has fucked with your levels, if someone has been in the studio producing something, and this used to happen all the time in the old days, you know, somebody would walk into the studio and they wanted to, you know, use the studio. Because there are multiple people using a studio in those days, right? And so what you left on Friday was not the same thing that you came back to on Monday. there was some show in there. There was somebody using your fucking board, you know. So all these settings, you know, and somebody said to me, Phil, why don't you write down the presets? It doesn't, first of all, you don't understand what I do here, okay? I'm changing EQ all the time depending upon what things, what I need. So there isn't, the presets on fucking EQ, there's no such thing. Not on my show. the stuff that, you know, that my mic is set, the phone is not preset because the phone changes. Characters change, the phone changes. EQ changes on the sound effects in relation to the characters. There's no fucking presets around here, man. You know, we're not, so, I mean, I'm not trying to be a bad guy or a mean guy or anything, but that doesn't hold true for what we do. There are a few, though, and one of them would be, how does this goddamn machine, one, connect with this motherfucking piece of shit TriCaster? Which I can't fucking wait to be done paying for. Just, you know, it is a constant fuck. And today now, a whole new set of problems. And I'm taking pictures of shit to send to people so they know that I'm not fucking imagining shit, you know. Is this goddamn thing recording? Yeah. 6 minutes in. Okay. All right, man. Welcome to our show. See what we got going on here. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Okay. See what's happening here, man. See, I'd be able to show you what's on the network computer is what I'm trying to say, and I can't do that because the network computer is not interfacing with the TriCaster. So, like, you know, when I'm pulling news or something, sometimes I'll show you what's on the screen. Can't do it, and that is a feature that, frankly, I like to use, but I can't use it. Why is that, Phil? Fuck if I know. Okay. Army skydiver of an Indonesian plane crash, debris spotted in the mountains. Morgan Freeman mourns granddaughter found stabbed at Jesus H. Christ, that's fucking horrible. Donald Trump zingers and all emerges as a sharp H-1B critic. What is that? Oh, that is the board worker program, is it? I just, you know, the thing that I worry about is when Donald Trump proves to be a failure, and here's why I say he will. He's going to have to deal with Congress. Has Donald Trump laid out his plan on how he's going to deal with Congress? Has Donald Trump laid out his plan on how he's going to deal? And don't give it a shit about it. It's, if it's a Republican Congress, they'll do what he wants. No, they fucking won't. No, they fucking won't. No, Republican Congress, they've got a constituency that they need to answer to. And if Trump starts, you know, this is a guy that rubs the fucking Republican establishment the wrong way to begin with. So what is his plan on dealing with Congress? That's the one plan that he hasn't laid out there, man. That's the one thing that he's got to know how to do if he thinks he's going to do jack shit. Trump's plan for the H-1B visa is to make it harder and more expensive for tech companies to replace U.S. workers with foreign help. Trump's immigration plan released Sunday includes the ideas and thinking of some of the Senate's strongest H-1B critics. It was immediately endorsed by one senator. This is exactly the plan America needs, said Senator Jeff Sessions, the chair of the Senate's Immigration Subcommittee, sent a statement Sunday regarding Trump's overall immigration policy. Not only would the plan outlined in this paper work, but more quickly than many realize. The key things Trump is proposing for the H-1B visa include, first, an increase in the prevailing wage, making it more expensive to use H-1B workers. many visa holders, an increase in the prevailing wage. An increase in the prevailing wage. Making it more expensive to use H-1B workers, many visa holders are paid the lowest prevailing wage level set for entry level. Many visa holders are paid the lowest prevailing wage level set for entry level positions. Trump doesn't spell out his specific action plan, but some have argued for eliminating lower prevailing wage levels altogether. Raising the prevailing wage paid to H-1Bs will force companies to give these coveted entry-level jobs to the existing domestic pool of unemployed native and immigrant workers in the U.S. instead of flying in cheaper workers from overseas. Senator, second, Trump wants a requirement that companies hire U.S. workers first. Critics say without this requirement, visa workers can be used to replace U.S. workers. We need companies to hire from the domestic pool of unemployed. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have court... If you think you had fucking court challenges for Obama... If you think you got fucking red tape, if you think you got federal interference in business now, what the fuck do you think this is? That fucking motherfuckers, you gotta be kidding. Fucking Republicans, I love these motherfuckers. First of all, they say there's too much fucking government interference. This is exactly what that is, man. This is fucking exactly what that is. If it works, it works. I'm in favor of it. I just wonder how this motherfucker is going to get this shit through a Republican... honest to Christ, when these fucking companies start screaming and yelling bloody fucking murder, I'm telling you... How much time have we got here? Oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
God, that's terrible at Morgan Freeman. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Jimmy Fallon takes position. What is this? Many political observers expected his poll standing to drop after his debate performance and subsequent clashing with moderator about whom he made a... I don't understand this article at all, man. Forget it. What the fuck is wrong with South America? Huh? What is wrong with South America? Why can't they... Why can't South America get an economy and a... You know, like, what the fuck is wrong with those motherfuckers down there? Forget about whether America, you know, you can throw America out. Throw America's motherfucking ass out of there, which I'd be totally fucking thrilled with. But, you know, but what is wrong with the fucking economies of those countries? I mean, why can't these motherfuckers get their shit together when it comes to one of those days, folks? It's a fucking Monday. Excuse me for, you know, sort of muttering here. But it's Monday, you know, so... I don't even give a shit about the Confederate flag argument anymore. Manchester City kicked Chelsea's fucking ass. 3-0. Not that anybody gives a shit, but I do. I watch that stuff. Yeah, man, I watch that shit. I like it. You know? What is this shit? What is this, man? Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know why this fucking thing is actually what's being... Oh, okay, I see. I see what I did wrong. I see what I did wrong. Okay. Sorry that there isn't a whole lot of noise here for you guys. Let's see here. 19 minutes, okay. Getting through this fucking goddamn show is going to be a fucking goddamn relief. I'll tell you that, man. A motherfucking relief. 1, 2.
Well, Phil, and what about R.C. Collins? Is he going to be on?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I just think that it's really important.
Phil, I think it's very important that R.C. comes on, makes the,
I'll decide that.
Oh, you will? What, did you say that, General?
Yeah, Phil, you're all, I'll decide. What are you, are you that guy, Creskin the Wonderful? You know?
Creskin the Wonderful?
Yeah, don't you remember Creskin?
You remember Creskin, Phil. He was in the Ed Wood movie.
Yeah, all right, Creskin the Wonderful, huh? I don't know, man.
By the way, Phil, I can hear the phone. Just you're just hanging around there. It's,
Mr. Henry,
R.C., you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here, and I will tell you right now, Mr. Henry, that was really wrong of him to do that. All right, so what? I'm looking for a...
Testing. Okay, here we go. It's Friday. So here's what we do, man. Show open. Bob Bakian. Harvey Wireman with his news. And Harvey's news is going to be...
Well, the flying spaghetti monster caught on video. I'll be doing my story. A Virginia woman who vanished after sending bizarre texts has been found safe.
Okay. And the flying spaghetti monster. And then this is, Harvey Wireman. We are going to have, Art Griego on Indonesia. The woman who has been found missing, Jay Santos, on the missing woman, and the spaghetti monster, Dr. Ron Turner. Hello, Dr. Ron Turner.
Well, hello, Phil. Nice to be. Well, hi, Phil. It's nice to be with you. Well, this is quite an auspicious occasion. I don't know.
Yes, this is Lloyd Bonafide.
Oh, my God, it's Lloyd.
Yes, it is. You've tried to usurp my position on the program. I am here to claim it back.
Let me tell you something. Wait. That's entirely my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
Wait a minute, Phil. This has been coming for a long time.
It's entirely my fault, Lloyd, because you are old and...
I'll tell you this right now. I'm making a comeback. All right? No, Mucky. Don't put your hand on... Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining.
Harvey Wireman. Art Griego in Indonesia, Jay Santos on the missing woman. And then, and only then, do we have... God, what is it? 10:30. Fuck! Oh, this fucking pisses me off, I'm telling you. Wasting all that fucking time with that thing, man. Really hacks me off. All right. Any fucking way... what am I doing? Okay. Jay Santos. Oh, I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that goddamn character list. Man, I am just... Fuck. Ruben Ramon. Ruben, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Nice to be with you, my friend. I can tell you, Ruben Ramon Escobar, this guy Trump is nowhere, man. I'm Hispanic. I trust Donald Trump. They're the native-born Hispanic. This guy's nowhere. I don't believe. Let me tell you something. I always respected you. But I'm not going to be such a fink and a clown as this Trump. I don't want to see the fine print. This Trump change.
Perfect. Ruben Ramon Escobar. That's my man, bitch. Testing 1, 2. Phone, crowded room. Well, where is it, man? I just said fucking phone, crowded room. Where is it? All right, man. Here we go. A 1, and a 2, and a 1, 2, 3, and... Yeah. All right, baby. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.